1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, the number one rated Phil Henry Show. Best of 2000 album is available now in CD form by calling 1-877-616-PHIL. That's 1-877-616-7445. Our CD, Best of the Phil Henry Show for the year 2000, $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. You can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or you can pay by way of a personal check. Fast, courteous, and professional people will take your order there at 877-616-7445. Part six in our 11-part series, Children and Their Safety. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line. They are typical Americans. They have three sons who are in grade school and middle school, and they, of course, are concerned about safety and, you know, about what's going on with the kids out there. Bobby, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what concerns you and your husband.
Phil, we have a 11-year-old son named Seth, and he had his 11th birthday on Saturday. And I told the boys, let's have some fun. I thought that what we could do was really make a statement about who we are. And I was, I wanted all of his friends to come over with their razors. And let's have some fun with...
Now, what is that?
You know what a razor is, right?
No. Is that, wait a second. A razor is a, is that the scooter?
Well, Phil, you're half right. The razor is really, it's really more of a lifestyle than a scooter. They do make scooters, but the razor is,
top of the line, Phil.
It is the top of the line scooter. These are the scooters that the kids run around on with one, you know.
Yeah, we don't call them scooters, though. We call them razors. The razor is the best. And it's really, it's like I said, it's more of a lifestyle than it is a scooter.
My daughter has one of those. She has a, Just Go, and we got her another one for her birthday, which was a blue one.
Did you get her a razor?
No, she has one that's called Just Go.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the scooter.
No, I know you're talking about a scooter, Phil, but this is a different thing entirely. The Razor is the best scooter that you can buy a child, and we're talking about the Razor.
So your son, I guess, has the top-of-the-line scooter, the Razor.
Yeah, that's right. Seth has the top-of-the-line, and we invited a bunch of his friends over.
Do they all have this Razor?
Yes, they do.
Okay, my daughter doesn't have that. She's got a Just Go.
Yeah, you know, it's really the difference between... driving a Ford, a Camaro or something, and a Mercedes.
This is a really good one then. I mean, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, it really is. It's really, really good. And one of the kids, so anyway, we had a, what I thought was going to be a great afternoon, and we invited all the kids over with their Razor scooters, and one of the kids showed up with a sort of a skateboard homemade thing. It had the handlebars hammered into it, and I will tell you, Phil, and I'm saying this very honestly, I needed help sitting down, and thank God Steve knew where I kept my Motrin.
Well, what happened?
Well, in fact, I had a Motrin Midol cocktail because, Phil, I felt betrayed. I really felt betrayed that...
Well, what did you feel betrayed? Did you have the kids come over with the scooters?
No, we invited them over because, first of all, the boys that we invited over... We're from the Western Estates community, our gated community.
Right.
One of the boys came over with a skateboard with the handlebar nailed to it.
Was that a razor?
No, Phil, it's not a razor.
Phil, a razor's the top of the line. This kid came over with a skateboard.
Oh, so the kid that came over had a hammered together skateboard thing?
Exactly. And I took a Motrin Midol cocktail because I was getting palpitations. And I found out, and I thank God, I found out that the kid with the skateboard is a cousin of one of the boys that we invited, and he doesn't live at Western Estates. He lives across Valley Circle in the Canyon Creek townhomes. Oh, my God, Phil.
All right, so was the problem that he had... see, Catherine has the Just Go.
No, you can't...
And that's not good?
It's not a razor. It's the Just Go is whatever that is.
Okay, so but she has this scooter that it's the same thing, right?
No, it isn't.
But isn't it the one? It's the one with the two wheels that the kids push themselves around.
Yes, yes. It has two wheels. The kids push themselves around. all comparisons end there. The Razor is top of the line. It is the most expensive. My son has one. His friends have them. What your daughter has and what the boy from the Canyon Creek townhomes had are, you know...
That's lower. It's not as good?
It's not as good, no, Phil. It really isn't. And I'm sorry to tell you that. Yeah, but it really isn't any good.
Well, she looks like she has fun. I mean,
Well, she doesn't know. She doesn't know how good. She doesn't know how good it can feel.
All right, so, okay, so she doesn't have a good one. The kid came over.
This kid comes over with the hammer together one.
Phil, let me.
Here's my husband, Steve. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, your daughter has a Just Go, and that's really a piece of crap. And this kid had a skateboard's crap, okay?
All right, so what, the scooter that we got, Catherine, is crap?
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil, it's Bobby, Phil.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Razor's top of the line. And what your daughter has, and I know you love her, and I know you want the best for her, but you got her Just Go?
Yeah.
It's crap.
It's crap. Does that mean she can get hurt?
I don't know. No, I don't know whether she can get hurt. I do know that it's not the same thing. Anyway, I want to continue the story here, Phil.
All right, hold on. I want to give our number. It's 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show, part six in our 11-part series, Children and Their Safety. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates, and they're talking about having a birthday party where their son and his friends had their Razor scooters. And I guess that's top of the line, except one kid showed up with a skateboard and a handlebars nailed to it.
That's right, and that is not a Razor. What I found out, though, that he does not live at Western Estates.
You found out that that boy with the skateboard did not live at Western Estates. He's from where?
He's from across the street at Canyon Creek Townhomes. One of the great things about the Razor, Phil, it has a wheelie bar in the back. No other one does, okay?
A wheelie bar.
That's right. Anyway, when I wanted to tell you, when I found out that this boy didn't live there, I felt so renewed. I really thank God at that moment that we didn't have a family here that let their children play with homemade toys. And thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I felt so renewed. I felt renewed and with the Spirit of the Lord.
All right, but you're talking about a toy called the Razor.
Top of the line.
And the other kids had that, but this little boy didn't, and Catherine didn't. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Here's Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley with us here talking about their son had a birthday party and all the kids came over with Razors, which is a top-of-the-line scooter, except one kid who had a skateboard. But the kid with the skateboard doesn't live there, so you feel better.
Live at Western Estates, no, Phil. And really, we feel... All I'm saying is what we're busy doing now is ascertaining how the boy got in here and what we can do to keep this from happening again. I just think of those people in Colorado and the Columbine shootings, and we don't want that to happen here. If you allow that kind of freedom to a child...
Wait a minute. You're talking about a kid who had a skateboard. What's that got to do with the Columbine shootings?
I'm saying that our boy had a Razor, which is a top-of-the-line scooter.
And the other boy had a skateboard with a hammered-on handlebar.
Right. And you know what happened at Columbine? Or... You're not...
Yeah, I know what happened at Columbine. I don't know what this has to do with it.
Phil, we are trying to keep a uniform approach. You allow a child the freedom to come into Western Estates, where we have $900,000 homes, with a skateboard and handlebars nailed to it, and you don't think we'll have another Columbo shooting. I will...
Columbo... No, I don't, okay?
Well, that's a difference of opinion.
Yeah, that's a difference of opinion, I guess. Here is a mobile on the 14 on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. Mm-hmm. I just felt that the woman's being a snob. I mean, because a kid couldn't afford a $200 scooter, all of a sudden he's going to go into a school and commit a mass murder?
No,
you know, I think that's a little outlandish.
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you're stating, ma'am, because he showed up and he couldn't afford what the other kids' parents
apparently
could afford to spend $200 for a scooter.
Are you familiar?
Then he's going to go out and be a mass murderer.
Are you familiar with the razor? You know what a razor is?
Yes, I know exactly what a razor is. I just bought my son a scooter for his birthday, which was in August.
Mm-hmm. Is it a razor?
And I priced them, and I thought they were a little overpriced.
Okay, there you go. That's what we're talking about. That's the difference between you and what we have at Western Estates.
You... Oh, excuse me. So all of a sudden I'm dirt because I come from the Santa Clarita area?
No, I didn't call you dirt, but I did say that we would probably not want your boy, you know, socializing with our boy.
No, you know, it might be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't want my kids socializing with your boy because I teach my child morals and not to judge people.
Well, we're not
because they can't afford high-priced items.
We are trying to keep from happening here what happened in Colorado. And the first step are these scooters that are not Razor. They are not top of the line. They're running around with the handlebars nailed into skateboards. It's all very, very uncontrolled and very very much a Beau Brummel kind of thing. And if you want a child to pick a gun up, then you go ahead and give him a skateboard with handlebars nailed into it.
I think you're being a little outrageous, man.
No, I don't think so.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Columbine's going to happen because some kid got into your Western Estates gated community with a bad scooter.
He had a bad scooter, yes. Keep the bad scooter out. Well...
All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. San Jose on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think this... Mm-hmm. I think this lady is out of her mind because I think the kid came up with some ingenuity putting a putting wheels in.
What about that? Yeah, what about a little boy who's able to hammer together?
Well, that's fine for him, but we don't live at Canyon
Creek. How does she tie Columbine with a razor? I mean, she's out of her mind.
No, I'm saying he lives at Canyon Creek.
Out of your mind.
How do you figure that?
Because what's your correlation? You know, what basis are you coming up with this?
My correlation for what? I'm sorry.
For tying Columbine with either a young kid owning a razor or a piece of wood with trucks and handlebars on them.
Well, first of all, I don't tie Columbine to the razor. The razor is top of the line.
Okay, who cares if it's top of the line? And Phil bought his daughter a Go. You know,
I got Catherine a Just Go. Okay.
You know,
and I feel that's fine,
kids
Phil.
Like what they like, and I don't think you're teaching your kid any values if you're giving them everything they want. It has to be top of the line. What are you teaching them? I agree that you pay for what you get, but you know, when you're talking about little kids, they don't care. They just want to go out and have fun. And if you know, and if you're making a big stink about some lady or some kid bringing his wooden skateboard over with nailed handlebars on it, I just think it's wrong.
We teach our children to appreciate only the very best in, for instance, seafoods, in the very best in accoutrements, clothing, tile work.
What is she talking about?
You know... All right, I want to say thank you very much.
Okay,
oh, look at that. She hung
thank
up.
You.
She just hung up.
You know what? She needs to get a grip.
Well, here, Mike, what did she tell you? Michael, she told you that she is concerned for kids' safety, but she never said the Razor is safer.
No.
She just said that it's a nicer scooter.
Who cares? Kids don't care. Kids just want to have fun.
But what's that got to do with teaching her kids the very finest in seafood and tile work?
I have no idea.
Okay, Ms. Dooley? All right, Ms. Dooley?
Yes.
Don't ever hang up on me again, okay? I won't have you back on the show.
I love my children. I don't know if the man on the air right now has children, but I care very much for mine. And if he minimizes or ridicules my love for my children, I will hang up on him.
Well, that's what he did.
What?
What you're doing is you're isolating your child from somebody else that could bring something else to the table.
Sir, this is Steve Dooley. I don't like the way you talk to my wife that way.
Well, you know what? I mean, if you think like that too, well then, you know what? I mean,
you're talking about it, teach my kid how to.
I'll just be sure to keep my kids away from yours.
Well, I'm fine with you.
All right. It's third, thank you for your call. Here is St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, just wanted to call and make a comment about the razor. What does the dollar amount spent on a razor or a scooter have to do with the Columbine shooting? I guess I'm not getting her
saying,
point.
No. What I'm saying is that, are you familiar with the razor?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, it's the finest scooter made.
And I guess I haven't heard why it is the finest scooter made. You keep saying that like a sales pitch.
It just is. It just is. It just, everyone, it's not just a scooter. It is a lifestyle. The young boy or girl on a razor, they're on the go. And they have, the wind in their hair.
And the child with the skateboard with the handle hammered in, he is also on the go.
I think it is dangerous. I think it's a little dangerous. That's all. Now, Canyon Creek, this is a townhome development. I don't ordinarily let my boys go over there. But one of these kids that came over was a cousin of one of the boys that lives at Western Estates. And he scared me with the skateboard. We have to find ways to keep this kind of thing from happening. Having that little boy infesting Western Estates is scary. And we're trying to bring our kids up in a better society than the less privileged.
What does what does safety have to do with the Columbine shooting? I can understand your point.
I would
about
say that the Columbine shooting is very unsafe, and if you don't get that,
the gentleman gets that.
Well, then why would he? Well, then why would he ask a stupid question?
Well, you made the comment.
If a kid's running around on a skateboard,
sure.
That he's. Thank you for your call, sir. If a kid's running around on a skateboard, then he is somehow going to pick up a gun and start firing.
I am saying that it begins with a hammered handlebar.
It begins with it.
Yes.
All right, here is Chesterfield on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, ma'am.
He just bought my brother a razor scooter. I don't understand. Because you give kids money, is that going to make them a better... Are they going to be good kids?
No. What I was trying to say to the other gentleman is that we have exposed our children to the laissez-faire, to the life... vive la différence, you know.
Sure.
Do you speak French?
No.
All right. Well, what that means basically is the elegant life. And,
oh, sure.
And we want our boys to understand elegance, tailoring, fine tailored shoes, all of the nice things.
I have fine tailored shoes, but if I don't, are my kids going to run out and, you know, shoot up their school?
No, what I'm saying is we want our boys to appreciate cuffed slacks as opposed to the straight leg. Your son has a razor or your brother?
You are not serious. You are.
No, let me ask you a question. Your brother has a razor?
Uh-huh.
Where do you
only
live?
Because that's the only brand we know and my mom bought it for him. That's
well, good for her. Good for her. If you're in California, we'd love to have him come over and play with our boys. Okay?
Yes, you're crazy.
Do you live in California?
No, I live in
Texas. Okay. Oh, I'm awfully sorry. But that's what we're talking about, Phil. And
okay, you're talking about having your boys appreciate cuffed slacks and...
The egalitarian life. The life of the plume. The plumed life. That's what we're talking about.
The plumed life.
Yes. I'll give an example. My boys know the difference between regular Spanish paving tiles... and the limestone tile, or the straight marble. And they know what they're going to have in the entryways of their homes, and they're only 12 and 11. Do your children know how they're going to have the entryway in their home?
Do my kids know how they're going to have...
How they're going to have the entryway? How are they going to... What architect are they going to hire?
They're 11. They don't know yet.
I feel sorry for you.
You feel sorry for me. All right, I'm going to have to go home and find out which architect they're hiring. They're only 11, and they haven't even freaking... They don't even know what a house... How to buy a... Never mind. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Weston Estates Homeowners Association. Her son, Seth, had a birthday party. The Razor, as we're talking about this Razor scooter, which is the top-of-the-line scooter. All the kids are riding these scooters now.
And Phil, the Razor is really top-of-the-line for a lot of reasons, but it does have the wheelie bar. And I don't know if you knew they had the wheelie bar.
It's got a wheelie bar in the back, Phil, to help a kid to do the wheelie.
Yeah, it has the wheelie bar. Okay. My daughter has that Just Go.
Yeah, this is not a Just Go, Phil. You have to stop and just take a deep breath. This is not a Just Go.
I was going to say, I don't know whether she has a wheelie bar or not.
No, the wheelie bar is on the Razor.
The wheelie bar is on the Razor.
Yeah.
The wheelie bar is on the Razor, and your daughter having a Just Go doesn't make any difference because this is better.
All right, but anyway, you were upset because some kid, and...
Well, I wasn't upset.
Well, you said that you needed a Motrin Midol cocktail after you saw a kid come onto your property with a skateboard with the handlebars hammered in.
I got a little upset, yeah.
Well, that sounds like more than a little upset needing a Motrin Midol cocktail. But anyway, you said that you needed to... you want to find out how to keep the kid off of your property?
I just think, Phil, that you're going to have things. Jonestown, which was in Guyana, 900 people committed suicide. I don't think any of us want to see that happen again.
Because of a scooter?
Phil, is Jonestown just...
It's the tip of the iceberg.
It's the tip of the iceberg with a lot of things.
Jonestown's the tip of the iceberg. But I don't know that anybody... They didn't have scooters at Jonestown, so I don't...
We don't know. What we're trying to do is be smart with our children, that's all.
All right, here's Indianapolis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
You know, I grew up in a family of with lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got homes in Palm Springs, Canada, the Cayman Islands, a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 33 years old. I'm about to open my other business. I'm an employer. Access to a ton of money. I was taught to respect people.
Absolutely.
I want to tell you something.
You sound like you come from a fine family.
Oh, I do. And you know what? Apparently you don't, because that's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just going to get to my other point, too. You tied in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could be so kind as to shut up while I'm talking, you're so rude. You don't even know how to be kind.
I'm not saying
anything.
You know
what?
Well, you're going,
Columbine and the skateboard. You know what? The Menendez brothers lived a good life. And you know what? You're going to wake up in a pool of blood when you raise those wackos the way you do.
No.
I'm driving on the road.
The Razor.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. I thought this was a put-on. This is
Let me ask you a question. Anything. Do you think those boys that shot up the school in Colorado, do you think they were riding Razors or something less than that?
I bet you the Menendez brothers would be riding Razors.
No, they're not.
And those boys...
They didn't have Razors when the Menendez did their parents.
No, they were driving BMWs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say
Razors.
We have a Lexus.
You know,
thank you.
Oh, this is just nuts. I can't even talk to you anymore. It's a waste of my time.
No, we have a Lexus.
I thought this whole thing was a joke. That's why I called.
I don't think it's funny when a kid comes onto my property.
You're a moron.
And
you are a disrespect. You know what? You're a Nazi.
I didn't call you a name.
You're a class warfare separatist Nazi.
No, I didn't call you a name. Why are you calling me a name?
Well, I'm just making a good analogy.
I'm fitting
you into a group. You want to fit yourself into a group with Miss Western Estates? You couldn't tie the shoes of my housekeeper.
I had to take a Motrin Midol cocktail.
You should be on some lobotomy like Xanax or something, man. You should be, whatever. You know, like I said, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're talking to my wife. You gotta watch what we're talking about, wife.
Yeah, you can pick them, buddy. Anyway, you ought to be. You guys couldn't even sit at the table with my family and my housekeeper. No way.
You know, my hat is off to you for your family having money. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, you know what? That's
and
not what it's
love
all
to
about,
be able,
baby. That's
you know,
not what it's about. What it's about is being kind,
are
being
you
respectful.
In the, you're in the Indianapolis. You're in the Indianapolis metropolitan area.
I'm on my way there right now. It's a little trip.
Mm-hmm. When you come to the Los Angeles area.
Hey, I got a house in Rancho Mirage, Palm Springs, baby.
Then you need to look us up.
Hey, that's really cool out there. I like La Quinta, too. And we go to La Quinta.
La Quinta.
I love La Quinta.
Yes,
it's La Quinta.
Yeah. You know something? You're very rude for having money.
Yeah, you know what? I'm very respectful.
You're very rude.
You know what? I know I know what the time and the place.
Mm-hmm,
anyway, go out to La Quinta again, buddy. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, they've got to look La Quinta play golf out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's fantastic.
A lot of people play golf in La Quinta.
Yeah.
You know something, Phil? What's the point of making fun of us? Why are you doing...
Well, you on the stadium course?
Why are the two of you making fun of us?
Well, come on.
Well,
I mean...
Fun of you. Come on. I thought this was a joke. I didn't think this was for real. I thought the Phil Henry show
was
like a Saturday Night Live on radio when I heard it.
You're talking about...
I couldn't believe it.
You're talking about, Bobby, Jonestown, and then you asked me... Were there scooters at Jonestown?
No, Phil, you said that.
Well, yeah, logically, I would say that. You brought up Jonestown, so I'm saying, well, there must have been scooters. Did they have razors at Jonestown? I mean...
You know something, Phil? If you use your logic, I think you'd come to the conclusion, no, they did not. Because the razor is top of the line. And I'm sure the gentleman in Indianapolis can at least grasp that much.
What, top of the line? I appreciate good stuff.
Do you think they had...
Right. I like buying good stuff because it lasts a little longer, but
somebody can't afford to, does not
make them a wacko less of a person. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite.
Well, those people in Jonestown were poor. They didn't have razor scooters, okay? And they probably didn't have limestone entryways.
In Jonestown, they didn't have limestone entryways. They had wooden palafitos, man. They had like a jungle thing. Thank you, sir, for your call, okay? So they didn't have... And you know what? If you can produce one photograph of Jim Jones pushing a scooter around there, man, you're my hero.
God, you are so ridiculous.
No, you're ridiculous! Bringing up Jonestown. Here's San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering if this top-of-the-line scooter, is it... platinum or gold plate? It's very important.
Are you talking about the razor?
Yes. Is it platinum or gold?
I don't think it's either. I think it's just very well constructed.
It looks ratty. But I see. I can tell that
Can you afford one?
You worship your own self.
No, I don't. I love good things.
You love?
I love the Lexus.
That's right.
I like nice things. I like to look nice when I go out.
You worship material things, and your material things will perish with you.
I love the Lord, and the Lord loves me.
No.
And the Lord loves the razor.
You don't love the Lord. You love your razor, top of the line.
I do love the Lord, and the Lord loves the razor. And I'll tell you something else.
Can I get into heaven without a razor?
We have a gorgeous pool.
Can I get into heaven without a razor?
I don't understand your question, but I will ask you this. Do you have a pool?
Yes.
You do have a pool?
Sure.
Isn't that nice? Do you have cantilever deck?
Small.
Or did you get pebble tech?
Oh, God.
Can I get into heaven without a razor?
All right, let me answer that question by telling you this. Jesus rides a razor, so answer it for yourself.
Jesus rode a razor?
Yes, he rides a razor.
He rode a mule or a donkey.
Jesus is in heaven riding a razor, and you'll be better off if you have one. St. Peter will look favorably upon you if you ride up on the razor.
My Lord.
Did they have a razor in Jonestown? No. There you go.
Okay.
You can't ride a razor on
grass. All right. Jesus is riding a razor, huh?
Jesus is riding... I'll just tell you right now, I think it's top of the line.
Is it a gold-plated
razor? Let me. There's a girl on here from Kirkwood. We'll get her on the line. Ma'am, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm really disgusted by what you're saying. How can you be like that?
Well, what am I saying? I'm saying that if you look at Entebbe, when the Israelis rescued those hostages from Idi Amin...
Ma'am, you're being really ignorant.
What? Did the Israelis ride up on razors when they rescued those hostages? I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you're all laughing at me now? Where's Kirkwood?
It's in St. Louis.
St. Louis? All right, let me tell you this. There's a wonderful razor store in Kirkwood. And you can ride there on your bike, get a razor...
You know what?
...and take it home and be... Boys will like you. Boys will like you.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? All those pimples...
You know what? No.
You know all the pimples on your face
now?
Listen. They'll go away.
Listen, I'm not into material things.
I'm sorry.
I'm not like you.
You like nice clothes, I bet. And I bet you like nice shoes. Don't you?
No, I like what I like.
Yeah. And I'll bet you'd like a nice car, too. Would you like a nice car? Boys will like you, and your dad will let you use the car.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Bobby. Tell you what. We'll send over someone from the psych ward out there.
You're saying we're nuts now.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I'm saying. You're nuts. All right. Thanks for calling the Phil Hendry Show.
You'll burn in hell.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I guess I can go to hell on my razor. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Show. Well, I'm waiting for my wife, Maria. She's supposed to pick me up here, and we're supposed to go out tonight. Tonight's our big night out. Where are you, baby? I'm going to clear the lines up. I want you to call in now, honey. If you're listening to the show, call in. I'm going to, I don't know if this is her. Just hang up on all these people, and if they're not my wife, okay? Because I got to find out where in the hey is Maria. How do you solve a problem like Maria? I don't know where she is, but we're supposed to go out tonight. And we're going to see the Vagina Monologues. Yes, indeedy. And I'll tell you something. I don't know anything about this other than the buzz on this thing is really interesting. And it's a three-woman show. Is that a fair enough thing to say? Three distinct monologues from women. I guess about having a vagina. And I don't want to sound like some smart-ass man. It's probably very worthy, and I understand, very funny and very profound, investigations via monologue into the state of women today. So it's probably going to be really cool. At least that's what I was told. And, man, did I have to go to the wall for these tickets. So where are you, baby? She said she was going to go get the car washed. And then she was going to show up here, and we just got very little time before the end of the program. So that's where we're going tonight. And the theater is not really something. We may talk about this tomorrow. I don't know. But, the theater is not something everybody goes to. In fact, very, very few people. In fact, why don't I just get right down to it? You guys don't go to the theater, do you? Okay, thank you. I do. What I mean by theater, I'm not talking about the multiplex. I mean, when you go into a place and when the actors go on stage, you're going, geez, that isn't a screen. They're right there. I could actually go up and touch them. That's a theater. And I used to go, I'm not a real regular goer of the theater when I get some free tickets, yeah, but I used to go a lot. Hey, Schaefer, is my wife on the phone? Who are you talking to this person for? Anyway, we used to go quite a bit when I was getting some freebies over at the Amundsen. We wanted to go see Brian Dennehy there in Death of a Salesman. Do you ever go to the theater? No, of course not. When you say theater to most people, what do they think? Cats or Phantom of the Opera? In fact, I saw a thing on TV the other night with Michael Crawford doing Help Me Make the Music of the Night. Everybody knows that song, Help Me Make the Music of the Night. They've even got this guy on KTEL Records now. You can go and you can buy a collection of his stuff. You can get that Cats thing because everybody knows that song. Memories, da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know any other lyric. And then, of course, we know Annie. What's that other thing? Tomorrow, when the sun comes out, tomorrow, with that little redheaded kid. And other than that Evita thing, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. That's it. Why? Because of the TV commercials. But tonight, I don't know what I'm in for. I do know that I went to one of these performance art things with my wife not too long ago, about 3 months ago, where the woman covered herself in honey and started monologuing from a piece of paper about her kid. I didn't get it. And, of course, I'm the square, I'm the slob, I'm the idiot that doesn't get it. And my wife says to me, you just don't get culture. And I said, why are we going to this thing? She says, because I wanted to see it, and here's why. And she showed me the review of this in the L.A. Times, and the guy ripped it a new one. In other words, Maria sees a review of something. It says that it's a pile of crud, and she goes, let's go see it. So I'll be back to report on this tomorrow, the Vagina Monologues. And don't forget, you can pick up a copy of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD by calling 1-877-616-7445. That's 1-877-616-7445 to pick up our Best of CD.
Hi, David. I think it's pretty rude the way you talk.
What am I doing? I'm talking to a guy.
I really believe that your mother should have taught you a little bit better manners.
My mother taught me manners. I'm trying to get something going.
How can you tell somebody to shut up?
Because he's interrupting me.
How do you talk to people?
He's interrupting me. He's interrupting me, okay?
David. Wait, can you ask him a question, then you tell him to shut up again?
No,
this is not how you talk to people.
I'm trying to get Phil Andrew to exercise devils.
Yeah, but people are calling in.
Why would you want to exercise devils?
Because
that's
the kind of stuff you
like.
Isn't
there enough misery in this world already? Why would you want
to
do that?
We're trying to
get
rid of it.
You talk about black women. You talk about black women. You talk about Latinos and Hispanics. You talk to them like Mexicans.
The number one
people that are demonically
possessed. The number one people that are demonically possessed tend to be Mexican women and black women.
Oh, give me a break. What do you know about who's being possessed?
That's the demographic.
Wait a minute.
Have you ever met somebody who was possessed?
How do you know?
Hold on. Phil, I'm not going to tell you to shut up again. Now, what's your question?
Well, my question is, why do you talk so rude? Why? What is wrong with you?
I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to him. He's.
Yeah, but
well,
she
I'm
wants
to.
I said to shut
right
up.
Now.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm
right,
talking
I'm not,
to you.
I'm
like
not
to
talking
know,
to him.
How come you're being so rude?
The number one demonically possessed demographic are black and Mexican women. Now, that's
oh,
a fact.
Please,
that's a fact.
Not. Anybody, first of all, who would be interested about that? You tell the people that the black people and all the people that are supposed to be possessed by the devil, they're reading tabloids? Well,
yeah.
Let them read the tabloids.
Here's
the
question.
I don't think people want to hear that on the radio.
If we had an exorcism every Friday on the air, tell me you wouldn't listen to
oh,
that.
Oh, come on. I
Good.
Would not listen
oh,
to that because
crap.
This is all fiction and bull.
Oh, bull crap.
That's
you
all
listen
it
to
is.
It. If I had a real woman in here who was Mexican, and who was, like, spouting words and spitting pea soup, you wouldn't listen
Maybe
to that?
Maybe you're possessed by the devil. Maybe
who
we should bring you on the show.
Are you telling me if I had some chick in here from,
First of
like...
all, chick. I even when you refer to women chicks.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Where are you?
If she was in, like, you know, out of Panorama City, and she's spitting guacamole, and she's...
Okay, man, we under...
I'm not talking to you. And she's going through the whole thing.
Hey, don't talk to him like that, okay?
I'm not talking to him, am I? I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but she was saying...
I'm telling you to shut up.
That's so rude.
I'm telling him to shut up. And you have some girl... That'd be a number one with a bullet. People would love that.
Yeah, but you're saying spitting...
Shut up.
That's all you know to say. That's the only thing you know to say.
That
you
and how to get exorcism.
Shut up.
I'm telling
That's
you how to get exorcism.
That's all you know to say.
Broads who watch Jerry Springer or read those tabloids.
Oh, Jerry Springer is a joke.
They're so dumbass.
Everybody knows it's a joke.
We could fake an exorcism and they would buy
it's
the whole thing.
It's getting old. Jerry Springer thing is getting old,
That
okay?
Jerry Springer thing.
Shut up, Phil. What'd you say?
Me or what?
I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to him. Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, it's a joke.
He's the number one guy on TV.
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
This
come
lady,
on. Give
she
it
understands.
Another, like, a month or two
she knows that
Phil,
Jerry Springer
man.
Is over.
Phil, if I got to tell
this
you to shut up.
Pat, this is like such a. This is such
I'm going to go down
show.
To your.
Nobody
I'm going to go down to the station.
Anymore.
I'm going to kick you right in the balls if you don't shut up, Henry. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
You know what? This
okay.
is sick.
So
I
all I'm going
to
do.
Talk to the guy. I want to kick you in the balls.
Oh, that I'd love to see. As a matter
yeah,
of fact,
I'm sure you'd love to see that.
I'd have you come down and
you
kick some demonically
so
possessed guy in the balls.
Do you realize what we're doing right now?
Who, do I hear a voice? What voice is that?
It's my voice.
Even after I told you to shut up?
Yes.
You're talking
you
to me.
You tell him to shut You tell him to shut up.
Shut up.
David.
No, you shut
no,
up.
No, you shut up. You're the one who's telling me to shut up. You shut up.
Shut up.
I'm not shut
up. Up.
All right. Both of you shut up. Going out of my mind!
Man, you need a vacation.
Phil Hendry.